Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
This is one of my favorites as we do cryptozoology, moving state to state to state, with what monster lives in that state or what monster was used to scare small children.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Excellent. And this show is being brought to you by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB. Happy Halloween, everybody.
My favorite season.
We are. It really is. It's your favorite holiday.
Yeah.
And we
I call it a season.
Oh, is it a season? It's an entire month or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Okay, fine. We are a podcast, a radio show that every year does one of these, and we also do two Christmas shows every year. The idea is to help out local radio stations because they have to fill content.
Why can't we do two Halloween shows?
We could, but it would require you doing research.
Oh, okay.
Not sure
we're doing one Halloween show.
Have you ever heard of cryptozoology?
No.
Cryptozoology is the search and the study of animals whose existence or survival is disputed, unsubstantiated, and not quite proven.
What are you talking about?
Well, like Bigfoot.
I love Bigfoot.
You know what drives me crazy about Bigfoot?
What?
If you think Bigfoot exists, this giant 6, 7, 9 foot monster in the woods of the Pacific Northwest, fine. Bring me a pile of poop. I get it. Bigfoot moves around.
He doesn't poop.
But if he's 9 feet tall, he has to every so often grab a magazine and step onto a log.
It's mystery.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Fine. What do we got here? The Chupacabra, the Yeti, the Loch Ness Monster. You and I have actually been to Loch Ness.
Yeah, we did.
We did, and there was a guy there, and I have a picture of myself in front of Loch Ness. Wait a minute, did you see the Loch Ness Monster? Unless it's me, no.
I thought I did.
Yeah, no, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
So what I did is I did some searching for this, our Halloween show, on cryptozoology. Every state has that monster that is used by young people to scare all the other young people. And what usually it is a monster. It's like Krampus at Christmas.
Ooh.
If you don't go to bed, Krampus is going to snatch you up.
Oh.
And you're going to live in a snow globe the rest of your life.
Ouch.
We're a little more sensitive to that stuff. But I remember completely in Ohio being told about the melon heads.
Melon heads?
The melon heads were kids with hydrocephalitis who lived at the Junction Insane Asylum. There was no Junction Insane Asylum.
Oh my gosh.
They were being looked after by Dr. Crow. There was no Dr. Crow, and they escaped. And then there's a sub-story of something called the Wobbleheads that came out of the local jail, same thing. I know that seems weird that in Cleveland there would be something that lives in the woods.
Right.
The concern is if you look at Cleveland on a map, there is a huge band of woods that survive the city or surround the city. It's called the Emerald Necklace.
It's a lot of woods.
And when you go into it, there, you know, it's night. There's, what do you call them, squirrels, there's raccoons, there's opossums, and they make noise. So the locals would tell children, that's the melon head.
Is that why your head's so big?
Yes, it is. It looks like Stewie. That's what we're doing today. It's the cryptozoology of as many states as we can get to.
Love it.
You're from Alabama.
Uh-oh, hit me.
Your crypto stink. There is the White Fang.
Fang, T-H-A-N-G?
Exactly. It says here it's Alabama's most legendary cryptid. No one can quite agree on what it is, because it's not true. Da-da-da, says it has big feet, like Bigfoot, it's white. They swear it's more like a giant cat or a wolf. I'm reading this. Standing nearly 8 feet tall with glowing red eyes. Oh, give me a break.
Look, I lived in the woods in Alabama, away from no one.
Did you ever see the Fang?
I never heard about the thing.
All right. Have you heard about the Wolf Woman of Mobile?
Alabama has two creatures?
Oh, everybody's got a ton of them. That's what I ran into. I had to kind of pick the best one. Beginning April 1st, note the date, 1971, calls came into the press register from citizens reporting that they spotted a creature with the head of a woman and the body of a wolf roaming around Davis Avenue as well as a Plateau neighborhood. You stink. Your Alabama stinks.
I agree.
It does.
Boo.
The melon heads are better. Okay, let me give you one that actually rock and rolls. We have a few stations in Alaska that run us. In Inuit mythology, the Kalupalik, I think I pronounced that correctly. They're creatures that live along Arctic shorelines near ice floes. They're said to steal children that wander too close to the water. Some say there's humming. It's probably the wind.
Oh.
Where the Kalupalik brings the children in. She's got a human-like body, green skin, long hair, long fingernails. She wears a parka-like baby carrier called an amuti or amoti. And look, it's what a lot of these things are. It's to scare children, number one.
I'm
and number
scared.
Two, it's to keep the children in some kind of safety.
Yeah, don't go outside.
Right.
It will get you.
Stay away from the water edge. I don't want to. Well, there's a monster that'll get you. Okay, I'll stay away. What are we going to play? Well, it's Halloween. Let's just keep doing songs about sweets and all of that. I want candy. It's Bow Wow Wow on Rock School. Talking about cryptozoology on this, our Halloween show of the year, South Carolina, they have got the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp.
Either or, huh?
I guess so. 1988, it says here in July of that year, Sheriff's Office received a call from the residents of a small community complaining that their cars had been mauled overnight by an animal. What's great about these is when somebody tells the story and it has a great deal of detail. Sheriff Liston Truesdale. See, it's got to be true.
It has to be.
Because you just didn't say the sheriff.
Truesdale.
No, it's Truesdale, man. He was interviewing residents, and several described a 7-foot-tall creature with red eyes. Of course.
It's Uncle Jimmy. That's who it is.
That's a thing Jimmy was doing. On July 16th, resident Tommy Davis. Really? Tommy Davis? It's not Schmucko von blah blah? No, it's Tommy Davis. Okay, fine. Said he was coming home from his shift at McDonald's.
True.
And then he was attacked by this thing with three fingers on each hand and jumped, ready, on the roof of his Celica.
Nice.
Oh, come on. There you go. There's the lizard man of scape or swamp. Fantastic. Let's go to California. Tahoe Tessie. Gee, I wonder, is that anything like Loch Ness and Nessie's that's there? Yeah, but there you go. First sighted and recorded in 1865, said to be an oversized 60-foot sturgeon fish or a relative of the Loch Ness monster.
You know that one's true. It's a big fish swimming around out there.
Oh, wait. It's often connected to the beliefs of the Washoe people, a Native American people, and the idea of water babies, powerful spirits that are said to inhabit the lake, especially around Cave Rock, because that's where babies would live.
Ooh.
You're right, absolutely. By the way, if you think you spot Tessie, there's a local hotline to report it. There's signs all the way around Lake Tahoe. In 1922, there was a year-long study of the lake, not to find this creature, but to clean it up, test the health of the lake, find out what the chemicals are that are in the lake.
Right.
And they didn't find Tessie.
Well, she moved away for that year.
That's the thing. She must have gone to her cousin.
She's smart.
The Loch Ness.
She's not stupid.
There's a big, giant underwater river that goes to Loch Ness.
Ooh.
Colorado. They have... I love that you gave me a gasp. Let's do it again. Colorado. Great. The Tommyknockers. The British, specifically the Cornish British... I don't know what that means, but that's what it said. They came to America as miners, meaning they wanted to mine the ground, and they told stories of gnomes that lived underneath the earth. They believed that these leprechaun mythical creatures called Tommyknockers lived in Colorado's mines and played tricks on the workers, making strange noises. However, Tommyknockers didn't hate the people. They would have fun with them, but when something was wrong, they would knock hard on the walls, telling the people to get out.
Warn people to get out. This is Stephen King.
Is that a good Bigfoot? I mean, if some creature is out there, isn't it more scary if it wants to eat you?
If it's a gnome, I'm scared.
Apparently. Let's play something. How about My Boy Lollipop on Rocks? To our Halloween show. This is one of my favorites as we do cryptozoology, moving state to state to state, with what monster lives in that state or what monster was used to scare small children. Kentucky, Pope Lick Monster. Okay, I know that sounds weird.
That's a town, isn't it, Pope Lick?
It's actually, I don't know if it's a town. It's a trestle bridge.
Mm.
The Pope Lick Monster is legendary, part man, part goat, part sheep. I mean, come on. Are you sure it wasn't Man Bear Pig from South Park?
I am believing it 100%. I'm not going there.
Man Bear Pig. It is reported to live beneath a railroad trestle over Pope Lick Creek. There you go. That's where the name comes from. He arrived when he was traveling through the area with a circus and survived a gruesome train wreck. Okay, fine.
He can't get out.
Some people say he hypnotizes people or chases them with an axe, and often victims jump off the bridge. Okay, Joe, what makes this all that much better? It's because people believe this.
Yeah.
And they go to the Pope Lick Trestle. And the problem is the Norfolk Southern Railway is saying to people, stop. This railway is an active train route.
Choo-choo.
It has happened twice.
We're going to run over you.
Right. One person has been run over, and another has leapt from the trestle in order to avoid the train and died because of the fall.
My gosh.
It's supposed to be fun, folks. Let's not do this.
Well, it was until someone died.
Kansas. Sinkhole Sam.
Mm.
Started in 1952. There was a sinkhole, and it was way down, and people started reporting a snake-like wormy beast about 15 to 30 feet long. That's a lot. That's a lot. 15 to 30?
That's a snake.
I think it was 1 to 7,000 feet long. Well, thank you for narrowing that down for us. The residents believe it's an oversized gopher snake. However, and this is where I love this, the press came out and they went to Fort Hays University and asked people, what is the name of this thing? It is the Foopengurkel. Really? Did you ask a fraternity what the name of this thing was? Well, I think it's called Sinkhole Sam. No, it's the Furpengingle.
Gerper.
How many have you had today, son? 12. Furpengingle. When asked to explain what a Furpengingle was, once again, welcome to Phi Kappa Tau Fraternity. What is it? It was a creature who is extinct despite seemingly not knowing it. Thank you. Thank you for coming. How about this? Cryptozoology. Iowa's Mugwump. It's another lake-dwelling monster.
They all live in the lake.
It says to...
It's the lake. It's Crystal Lake, doggone it. Always.
Crystal Lake is where people die. It's supposed to be in a swampy marsh near Venture, Iowa. What does it do? Nothing.
Until you get in the lake, and then it eats you.
No, that's not true.
Yes,
I couldn't find it. It's just something people see. My guess is it's a reason to take a girl in a car, take her out to the swamp, and go, let's look for the mugwump. And the next thing you know, you're sucking face. You're just blah, 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 blah,
blah. Do people still do that?
I don't know. The term comes from politics, describing a person who will not pick a side. And in politics, it is often depicted as a bird sitting on a fence. Come on. It's an equivalent to running out of gas. Hey, let's go to the mugwump swamp. Okay. Oh, it's going to be a necking session.
Someone's dying there.
Yeah. Here you go. Montrose. Happy Halloween. Rock candy on Rock School. Coming into the first break, we're talking about cryptozoology, crazy creatures that live in each of the states. And it's our Halloween show, so we're sitting here consuming large amounts of Smarties. God, I love Smarties. Idaho has Charlie, not Charlie, S-H.
Isn't that the Smarty Sam thing?
It's no, you're wrong. It's Slimy Slim, but
Slimy Slim.
That's right. We were to Idaho and we talked about that. Charlie came from a 1954 newspaper contest to replace the name. It becomes a local thing for people to come see.
You get a t-shirt. Buy a t-shirt.
It says there's a 30-foot creature with the head of a giant dinosaur.
Ooh.
30 feet and the head of a giant dinosaur. How does it lift its head?
Gently.
Okay, I'll go with that. All right, what state do we live in, lovely lady?
Oh, Louisiana.
Louisiana's Cajun folklore has come up with a werewolf. Do you remember what it's called?
No.
The Rougarou.
Oh, the Rougarou. Oh, that's terrible.
It's a half a man, it's a half a dog. And by the way, if you go to the New Orleans Zoo, there's a Rougarou. I'm not kidding you.
You're kidding.
No, it's a thing they put together.
Where is it?
Well, it's that area where you can stop and eat. And they have like a fake swamp.
Yes.
And there's a Rougarou in one of these sort of cases. Oh my gosh. We only took our kids to the zoo.
Yeah, but I was thinking
times.
About them. I'm thinking about myself now. I'm going back to see the Rougarou.
Okay, fine. Well, there's a Rougarou there if you want to see it. What is it? Well, it's from French, and it was called the Loup-garou, French for werewolf. And they changed it with an R, a Rougarou. Why? Gosh, I don't know. I haven't been in charge of Louisiana for a while. It either was used to chase down children who didn't behave, or it was a beast who would hunt down Catholics who do not follow the rules of Lent.
Ooh-wee.
Look, if you're from Louisiana, that makes perfect sense. Maryland, the Prince George's County Snallygaster. The Snallygaster is a bird reptile chimera. I looked it up. It means like monster. Originating in the superstitions of German immigrants. If you go through Maryland and you see a five-pointed star, it is attempting to ward off the Snallygaster.
Really?
There you go. Who's listening to us?
WWBC, Hyden, Kentucky.
Fantastic. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Coming out of the break, let's talk about a few more of these monsters. Ladies and gentlemen, the three-legged lady of Nash Road from Columbus, Mississippi. Have you ever heard of this?
No. I'm scared.
There is apparently a three-legged woman. Either A, her child was harmed and she has the child's leg.
Oh.
Or she joined a satanic cult and was given a third leg.
Oh my gosh.
And if you have three legs, what do?
Run fast.
That's the concept. If you go to Columbus, Mississippi, there's an old church road called Nash Road. You go to the end of Nash Road, stop your car, turn off your lights, honk your horn three times. The woman, the three-legged woman, will go We'll hit the thing three times, and off you go. So wait a minute, that's it?
I got a chill going through my back like you've never seen.
That's what did the every other thing would eat you or kill you or turn you into a spirit. But the fact that this three-legged woman wanted to Florence Joyner with you.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
That one is real.
The Nevada Water Babies of Pyramid Lake. This is from the Paiute tribe, although many other tribes have it. This one's actually awful. It was the fact that women who had premature babies or deformed babies would take them down to Pyramid Lake and drown them. And then they would sing to the children to bring them down to the lake where they would eat them. Look, it sounds like a mermaid tale, but it's just told in such a horrific thing. And I think the whole concept was to scare children. Don't go near the water.
What state is this again?
No, what was that? Let me bring the paper back here. Nevada, the Water Babies of Pyramid Lake.
Oh, I am not swimming in Nevada.
Jeez, that was rough and tumble.
It was awful.
All right, we're playing Sugar Songs because of it being our Halloween show. Sugar, Sugar, Archie's on Rock School. Okay, welcome to the bottom of the hour. Happy Halloween, everybody. Tammy's favorite holiday of them all. You should see, and I'm not kidding about this, I'm not trying to make a joke here. You should see the collection of 1920s, 1930s paper mache Halloween pieces that she has. How many do you have? It's got to be 40.
I don't know. I've been collecting for, you know, all my life.
Yeah, it's beautiful. There's 1,000 different, again, paper mache pumpkins as a clown, as a bat, as a what
cat.
Have you,
yeah,
as a cat, and they're all over the house. And I know I make jokes, but it's really impressive.
I'm serious. Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about more of these cryptozoology things. How about the New Jersey Devil? Wait a minute. Isn't the hockey team called the New Jersey Devils? Yeah, but it's really a cryptozoology element. There is a section of forest outside of Atlantic City called the Pine Barrens, and it supposedly holds a kangaroo-like animal with the face of a dog with wings and horns. And by the way, the state has put a $100,000 bounty on its head.
No way.
Where'd it come from? Two general stories. Number one, in 1735, a woman named Leeds was giving birth to her 13th child, which she assumed would be of the devil, so she screamed out, "Let the child be the devil." There you go. There are also tales, and this is the second one, that the father is the devil himself, a la Rosemary's Baby.
Oh!
So if you've ever wondered why the New Jersey Devils are called the New Jersey Devils, there you go.
Wow.
All right, let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. Here be the dates. October 20 all the way through October 26th. You got Monday, Tammy. Do it.
October 20th, 1962, Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. It's number one.
October 21, 1992, Madonna's book Sex is released. We got one at my last radio station. Metal cover and lots of nudity inside.
October 22, the Beatles and the Stones are in the top 10 at the same time. Beatles hit number one with Yesterday, and the Rolling Stones hit number 10 with Satisfaction.
October 23, 1921, Apple introduces the iPod. Could hold about 1,000 songs. Now you can take a digital music anywhere without a computer.
October 24, 1970, Lola peaks at number 9 in the U.S., giving the Kinks their first American top 10 since Tired of Waiting for You in 1965.
October 25, 1977, Elton John appears on The Muppet Show. It's thought, it is, that Elton John was the inspiration for Dr. Teeth. And October 26, 2010, Keith Richards releases his autobiography, Life. If you have not read that and it interests you in any way, you really should. It's a huge book, but you should beat through it. It's wonderful. All right, before we play another song, let's talk about New Mexico's Skinwalkers.
Ooh.
This is from Navajo folklore. These are shape-shifting witches who gain powers by murdering families and friends. They can turn into coyotes, birds, foxes, and wolves, and sometimes they'll look like your relatives. They'll attempt to bring you in so they can grab you. You can become a skinwalker by doing something awful and having a witch grant you powers because of it. This sounds a lot like werewolf.
Thank God they only exist in New Mexico.
Oh, no, it's all over the Southwest. To get rid of a skinwalker, you need a powerful shaman. You also need a rope, which you can tie 7 knots in, or you can shoot the skinwalker with a bullet dipped in white ash. But you gotta hit him in the neck or the hand. That's specific, now don't you think?
I've got a rope. I've got two, one out of three. I got a rope.
You can do that?
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, Leslie Gore on this Halloween version of Rock School.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Happy Halloween from the Rock School Show. We're talking about cryptozoology, any weird little creature that lives in your state. North Carolina, the Wampus Cat. If you're from North Carolina, you know the Wampus Cat. It is the mascot of like half of the high schools down there.
Why would they do that?
The Wampus Cats are playing the Wampus Cats.
That's terrible.
Oh, that'd be terrible. I'd hate if the Wampus Cats lose tonight. To the Wampus Cats? Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. It is a feline beast that kills animals at night. In 1930, a local newspaper stated that the gigantic cat killed 40 dogs in the town of Marion. Don't get ahead of yourself, Joe.
Ooh.
It's Appalachian folklore linked to Cherokee. Wampus is a nickname for a loud, nasty person. It says here that it is a, quote, creature heard whining about the camps at night. A spiritual green-eyed cat having occult powers. An undefined imaginary mammal that loves swimming like a fish, which is why some people call it the underwater panther.
Stay out of water. That's
Jeez,
the key.
Give me a break. That always to me is weird. How can you avoid sharks this season? Why is number one not don't go in the water? That seems... How can you avoid getting hit by a train? Stay off the tracks? There you go. North Dakota's got a Devil's Lake sea serpent. It's from Ojibwe folklore. It is an 80-foot monster with fins, red eyes. Why does everything have red eyes?
Cause.
Okay.
Don't ask, just cause.
Says it is supposedly an alligator that lashes around the lake furiously. In 1896, a fisherman reportedly hooked the serpent and was dragged around the lake. It's said to be an alligator that rises up to snatch children off the riverbanks. Well, there you go. That's why it exists. Let's scare the kids with a monster so they won't go down to the riverbanks unless we're watching. Who's listening?
KWIT, KOJI, Sioux City, Iowa.
We did Iowa, didn't we? Didn't
nope.
we do a crypto? I think I have an Iowa crypto. We'll try that. Back in a minute here in Rock School. Coming out of the break, talking about cryptozoology, weird little creatures that live in your state, South Dakota, the jackalope. Now, Wyoming thinks they invented it. We were in South Dakota.
Yeah, we saw it everywhere.
Jackalopes were absolutely everywhere. It's basically a jackrabbit with horns taxidermied on there. It's not true. They absolutely know who did it. Douglas Herrick and his brother were hunters with taxidermy skills, and they created this thing and started selling them in Douglas, Wyoming.
Brilliant.
There you go. But wait, you can look this up if you want, but it's gross. Where did the jackalope come from? Well, it could have been just these two fellas being, you know, goofy. However, there is a Shope papillomavirus, also known as the cottontail rabbit papilloma, or Kappa papilloma virus. See, now I think they're making fun of me.
Yeah, they get those little bumps on their head.
It's not a bump.
What is it?
What it does is it causes cancerous lesions resembling horns on an animal's head. Now, here's the thing. If you want to look it up, you certainly can. But it's going to make you have trouble sleeping tonight. How do you know? Because I went and looked it up.
I don't need to look.
Ugh.
We're good.
By the way, trying to find a jackalope is a snipe hunt.
Ooh.
Let's not even get started with snipes.
Oh.
Okay, I loved this one, the Rhode Island Palatine Ghost. It's based in some reality. There is, off of Brock Island, once a year, a burning ship and a female ghost that appears to haunt the town. The legend has it in 1700, a ship named the Palestine was crashed and people went out and burned the boat. And this one woman burned and she just hanged there and now haunts the town. It probably comes from the true story of a British vessel, December 26, 1938, that crashed. It was called the Countess Augusta, and it was carrying German immigrants to Philadelphia. The problem was Block Island people were known at the time for looting wrecked ships, so they probably went out and did something awful, and the, you know, somebody died.
Ooh.
And so they created this legend. And now the one I'm going to play. Pennsylvania's Squonk. I grew up mostly in Ohio, but a lot of my family was in Pennsylvania. So I have heard of the Squonk a lot. As a matter of fact, Johnstown, Pennsylvania celebrates Squonkapalooza every year in August. What is it? It's a wrinkly pig-like creature covered in warts that apparently, because it is cursed, spends its whole life crying.
Hmm.
So the joke was, as you walked through the forest, if you saw puddles, those were Squonk's tears. It is also said, I had never heard this, but I read it while I was putting this show together, a squonk can dissolve itself into its own tears to evade capture. Those that hunted the squonk would track it by its tears. Again, it doesn't harm you. It's just, I guess, something to tell young men who you're teaching to hunt. See that puddle right there? That's a squonk tears.
It sounds like a spider wick.
It does. It sounds like a spider wick. In the song by Steely Dan, Any Major Dude, Have you ever seen a squonk's tears? Well, look at mine.
Really?
That's where it came from. It's Steely Dan on Rock School.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell.
Okay, coming into the final break, and we are running out of time. By the way, happy Halloween. This is our Halloween show, which is why we're talking about these weird animals, cryptozoology, that live somewhere. I got four left. Here they come. The Tennessee Spearfinger. It is known as the Utlanta. In Cherokee legend, it's a woman whose right forefinger represents an obsidian knife, which she uses to cut her victim, and her mouth is stained with the blood of the livers she has eaten. Okay, why? There's also a section to it that says the Cherokee people killed her, although way too much to mention in the whole thing. Texas. Texas has got the lechuza. The la lechuza. L-E-C-H-U-Z-A. Lechuza. It's an owl-like witch from Tejano folklore that eats children who are alone at night or adults who have been out drinking.
We're going to die tonight.
The only way to keep yourself from the lechuza is to surround your house or your person with salt.
Oh.
Go on out and get us a big bag of Morton's salt, baby.
Yes.
Washington's Tacoma Narrows Bridge Octopus. This one's weird. The Tacoma Narrows Bridge, by the way, nicknamed Gertie, collapsed in 1940. And what they decided to do was just leave it there. It became a place for sea creatures to live, and for some reason, it attracted octopuses, or octopi. I'm not sure what the plural is. And there is a belief system that a giant 600-pound, 20-foot octopus named Gertie lived there.
I love it.
Yeah, by the way, the Narrows Brewing Company has an IPA that's all about the octopus. I've had it.
Delicious.
It's delicious. Oh, I love IPAs. I really, really do. The local zoo in the area has a very large octopus, nowhere near 600 pounds. Guess what her name is?
Gertie.
There you go. And the one we're going to finish on, Wisconsin's Hodag. Hodag. If you live in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, you are fans of Scooby-Doo, and you have heard the show that's all about the Hodag. 1893. It said it had the head of a frog, the grinning face of a giant elephant. I've never seen an elephant grin. Thick, short legs set off by huge claws, the back of a dinosaur, and a long tail with spears at the end. Wow.
Scooby.
This thing is, yeah.
Do your Scooby voice.
I can't.
Rohag? Hodag? Risk Ronson's Rodag?
That's the best I can
do. That's bad.
Says here, even a few have been captured. In fact, if you go online, you can find images of a captured Hodag. The biggest one was said to have been killed by dynamite. Well, of course it was.
Dynamite always kills, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. Happy Halloween, everybody. We are just simply talking about monsters that are out there. Tammy got to pick the last song. It's from the Guess Who, No Sugar Tonight in My Coffee. Enjoy it. Have a good time. When your kids go out, this is what I did as a good father. I told them, now that you have collected all the candy, you need to let me look at it in case there's pins or razor blades. There never is. But what I did is I basically stole the Almond Joys from my children. That'll do it. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
That's it. Happy Halloweeny. Class is dismissed.
Find a corner where I can hide.